Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our studio is Kevin McDonough from the WGN Radio sales staff. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me in.
Welcome back to the show. Actually, you've been here before for various reasons, and I know you and I have spoken in the past about Pat Max Pack and the bike ride, which you and a couple hundred people are doing. Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow. We leave bright and early from Chicago's Beverly neighborhood to venture out to Michigan City, Indiana.
How many miles is that?
So 65 miles. It's a 100K, and usually we do it in June, but this year we pushed it back a bit because of COVID.
It's a fundraiser for Pat Max, or in Pat Max's name. Who's Pat Mack?
So Patrick McNamara is a boy that lived down in Beverly. He had an 11-year battle with brain tumors, and he passed away sadly at the age of 13. So Tom and Dee McNamara, they created the foundation to help fund pediatric brain tumor research and also to financially assist families that are dealing with the nightmare of childhood cancer.
What's your goal on this?
So our goal is 200,000. We are currently at 175,000.
Well, I want people to donate to your cause, and I'll give the website here in a second, but tell me more about Pat Mack and this family.
So, I mean, Pat was, you know, just a really spirited kid. I mean, everyone loved Pat. I mean, he was a young guy who obviously had a tough road, but his spirit, like, in events like tomorrow, will be alive and well. And he really has motivated a community, a city. You know, our pack keeps growing, and you know, the one thing special I think about Pat Mack's pack is, you know, we just kind of through grassroots efforts. I mean, we started this bike ride back in 2014. We had, I think, 30 of us, and we raised $25,000. And we said, wow. You know, we didn't even have really a set route. We kind of just figured it out, and we got to Michigan City. And it's grown every year, and now we're looking at about 200 riders. And we've just gotten a lot more intelligent from a fundraising standpoint and just taking this whole thing to the next level.
You're going to have a good day tomorrow. It's going to be kind of warm, though.
It is going to be warm, but we're venturing out. I think we're meeting at 5:30 in the morning at St. Barnabas Church. So we're going to try to get out before it's too hot. But, yeah, at least it's not windy and rainy. We've had those days before, too.
Tell me about Pat's parents.
So Tom and Dee McNamara, they're the ones who, you know, as parents of Pat, they started the foundation. And if you go to patmaxpack.org, you can read the whole story about Pat and his journey and his fight. One area that I thought was really interesting, you know, back in 2000, Pat had a reoccurring tumor that Tom and Dee needed to take Pat in for treatment. And their doctor in the year 2000 gave them a chemotherapy protocol for them to read. It was dated 1985. So they said, you know, how is this? I mean, you know, here it's 2000. It's 15 years.
And no advancements in that protocol.
There was no advancements. And that's when I think they got a little bit of education that they've now shared with us and many others that you know, pediatric childhood cancer is grossly underfunded. I mean, and you wouldn't really know that unless you're being brought in that situation. But, you know, you look it up, less than 4% of the federal budget for cancer research is dedicated to childhood cancer. And there's...
I would have guessed 50%. Childhood cancer, you think, would not only be a need, but it would pull at people's heartstrings. Of course we're funding that. 4%?
Less than 4%. It's kids. These are children. I mean, so... You know, and according to what I just looked up, 16,000 kids this past year diagnosed with cancer in the United States. Hmm. So they saw this, they learned this, and they said, I think from there on, they said we're going to make a change. So, you know, the past 2 years we've donated over $300,000 to the Brain Tumor Research Fund at Lurie Children's Hospital.
Wow.
And over $170,000 to families to help. You know, a few thousand dollars here, a few thousand dollars there. I mean, you can only imagine, you know, your life stops when your child gets diagnosed with cancer. But, you know, the bills don't. You know, there's added expenses and you know, even just simple gas and parking. And it's just, you should be solely focused on the health of your child. And that's where we hope to come in and kind of help financially to take at least that side of, or at least alleviate a little bit of that burden. So that's kind of the two dual missions of Pat Max Pack.
By the way, when you spell Mac, it's M-A-C, so Pat Max Pack, P-A-T-M-A-C-S, pack.org, right?
That's correct.
Well, good on you, my friend. $175,000 is beyond impressive, and I'll bet you'll get the extra $25,000. Let's help him do that. PatMaxPack.org. You can read there, and that's where you go to donate to.
Yep, right? You can scroll down. You'll see the you can read all about our ride there. And just one thing to note, too, every single dime goes to the fight. I mean, this is all 100% volunteer foundation. So just know that your funds for anything that you can donate to our effort will go to the best of places.
Good on you, Kevin McDonough. Good on the 200 riders you've got going as well, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's about time maybe I fill up the tires and maybe dust off the old bike. I hope I get there.
I trust you've been training. Good luck to you on that tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Kevin McDonough.